Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we will be discussing our favorite childhood toys wrapped around growing up with Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 6 when Toy Story came out, and it
aging
was...
Aging yourself.
Yep.
I don't know how old I was. I don't know how much older I am than you.
I was born in 89.
Yeah, 2 years older
than
you.
Older than so, yep, yep. But,
I was only 8? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it came out in 95.
Yeah, oh my...
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was sitting in that movie theater.
That was the first movie that I saw in a theater.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. Really? But Andy was somewhere in that age range that we were. I'm sure if you do the math, I mean, his birthday is in the first Toy Story movie, so I'm sure it's
the first scene. It's happy. I don't
remember if they say his age, but he's clearly somewhere 6'7", something like that.
6'7", 8", something. Yeah,
in that range somewhere. Yeah. So he was just about our age.
Mm-hmm.
And when Toy Story 3 came out, yeah, he was going off to college. I had been in college already for a couple of years. You were out of college. But you know, again, in the similar...
You remember the feeling of going away to college.
Yeah.
It's not...
Yeah. So we literally grew up with Andy. We are the generation that grew up with Andy. And similar to Andy, we had those toys that meant a lot to us as kids, and that we absolutely those action figures, all those toys that were like, you know, our go-to favorite toys that we would take with us everywhere.
I still have those action figures.
You still have them?
Yeah, well, they're at my parents' house,
mm-hmm.
but
same.
Yeah, they are my good old parents just holding on to all our crap. Yeah. Oh yeah, I had a friend a couple weeks ago. You're in a group text, and he sent me a picture and somebody else a picture, and he got these little shelves, and he put a bunch of his little action figures up from when he was growing up.
Yep.
Which is cool. It was just a whole range of like Thundercats and X-Men
and
whatever else. And so it was cool. But somebody, there was a Cyclops in the top corner.
Yep.
And somebody, my friend was like, so who's in the top corner? And he was like, Magneto. And I was like, you're lying. That is Cyclops. You don't even know your own toys. I mean, it was like 11 at night. So
yeah,
it was
an
easy mistake. But like, you're full of poop.
We'll forgive it, but
you're
still.
Poop. Yeah. And he would never forget his toys.
Exactly.
Except that he did.
He did.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
You know, it's funny because those movies always presented, like, they always present the humans very rationally for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody that's a little, like, especially in the first movie, there's like, Sid's over the top, but he's not like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a kid over the top.
Yeah.
I don't know what. That moment in that movie is the only time in all three movies where I can think of someone being like, I don't want to play.
Yeah,
creepy,
weird,
and unrealistic.
Yeah.
And it's always the only time I can think about. It's so funny.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. Otherwise, people are... Other than Sid and Al from the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The villains.
Of Al's toy.
Maybe the old man that cleans Woody up.
Oh, yeah.
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 But they're all like... caricature.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
they're cartoonish.
Yeah,
versions of
real people. But that was like almost out of character for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Was great.
Yeah,
that's great. So you were So you were 6, and it was the first movie you saw in theater. I was 8. It was not the first movie I saw in theater. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that to myself.
I think I know what it was. I think that's...
Don't, yeah, really?
I do, yeah. I think you told me the story. So
he does Dallas.
We'll save it.
First movie I ever saw in theaters.
Now, we'll save that for when we talk about
it. If we ever talk about it, we will save it. And so... But I remember exactly where I was sitting. I don't remember the hype surrounding Toy Story, but...
Neither do I.
I was 8, so... Yeah, yeah. You know, but I remember going, and it was the first time anything like that had ever been done.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember I sat, my mom took us, and I remember sitting at least relatively close to her, if not right next to her, and the little bouncing Pixar light came out and bounced the ball.
Luxo Jr.
was just like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, as an adult thinking that, it's just great. But, yeah, did you have Toy Story toys?
I did. I had the Burger King Toy Story toys.
I didn't have those.
I had those. So I had a Woody doll that was not quite life size, but close. It didn't have the pull string, didn't talk, but it was almost the size, I think, of what Woody was supposed to be. It was supposed to be like a puppet. You could put your fingers basically in like the butt pockets of his jeans and make him walk.
Oh, I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So I had that. I had the Buzz Lightyear that came in that set also. I had Slinky, and I had Rex. Actually, I had quite a few of them, more than I remembered. Yeah. Probably because between my sister and myself, we would both get kids' meals and get two toys every time. Right. So, yeah, I think I had all those. Yeah, I had those.
That was
fun.
That's very cool.
Those were fun. We would play with those a lot, me and my sister.
I didn't have the Burger King ones or the fast food restaurant, but my brother... Right after the first Toy Story movie came out, he had his tonsils and adenoids out, and his present was a regular size, fully functional Buzz Lightyear.
Like, you're always wanted one of those.
Yeah,
I always wanted one of those.
It was the envy.
It was like, the toy.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, in the movie, it was like the toy that just couldn't stay on shelves and no one could get their hands on.
That's right.
That's exactly what it became in real life.
Yeah, exactly, you know, like that.
It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep. He had that thing on display for years and years and years. I think he still has it somewhere in his house now. I don't know if it's on display or not. I don't think it is, but... but all the way up until he moved out of from college and everything like that, that thing was up there on display.
Oh, so
it
cool.
was so cool. I remember thinking when I was a kid, the wings are like pudgy short versions of the wings from the movie.
Oh, they're not the full wingspan.
They're not the full wingspan, and I always
impressive remember. Wingspan.
Yeah. I never remember. I always remember being like, it's not exactly the same.
That's funny.
I'm a stickler for Batman.
Yeah.
I'm a stickler for details. For my toy accuracy.
Details.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had that, and I had, well, my brother had that, and I had Slinky, and the microphone, the speak to...
The Speak and Spell?
Speak and Spell, yeah. Was it a Speak and Spell, or was it like it's...
There was a Speak and Spell, but are you thinking of, like, the tape recorder that had the microphone?
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. We had one of those, which was cool.
I had one just like that I had had before I ever saw Toy Story.
Oh, really?
But I never got the one from the movie.
Oh, okay. I had the one from the movie. Okay. They were Christmas presents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have... Yeah, I had, it was a cassette player
with
a speaker, but it also had the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I had a couple of those that were similar to that.
It was awesome. What was Andy's age in Toy Story 2?
If he's supposed to be, like, 17, 18 in Toy Story 3, I don't know. He was probably, like, 10 or 12 or something.
Yeah, so about the difference between the films. Yeah,
They were pretty true to the
almost in real time.
I think they played around. By the time Toy Story 3 comes out, I think they had played with the timing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more or less...
Well, Toy Story 3 took a long time to come out between the second and the third one. Much shorter was the difference between one.
Yeah, so the first one came out in 99. I think the second one was 95. I think the second one was 99 or 2000. And then the last one was 2010. So, much bigger gap.
Yeah, quite a difference.
Much bigger gap.
Yeah.
And they played around with the timing a little bit, and they were just like flexible with it. But they were pretty close to the actual timing. But in the second one, he's probably 10 or 12.
Yeah.
in that age range somewhere. He's going off to cowboy camp and all that stuff. I had the...
Right, I haven't seen two in years.
That's a great sequel. One that is a great sequel.
Potentially surpasses the first one in some respects.
It's one of those really, really good sequels that's very, very well done. And I, for one, am very glad that they did it the way they did it.
Oh, yeah,
you know, that absolutely. They waited and they hashed out the story to the point where it was done really, really well.
Yeah. I wanted a Zerg toy, like, nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between the Star Wars reference and how cool he looked, like, I wanted that toy. Never got a Zerg.
I did have... I didn't have any Toy Story 2 toys.
Were you too old at that
point? I was a little old to be playing with toys. But I did have the Toy Story 2 video game for PlayStation.
I'm going to need that action figure back that I got you. Too old to be playing with toys.
I mean, as far as you know. but yeah, no, I got the Toy Story 2 video game.
I do remember that.
Original PlayStation. Yeah. I think it might have been during that time when Toy Story 2 was... PlayStation 2 was coming out. And it may have been one of the few games that was on both.
Oh, okay. It was like the transition
game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be remembering that incorrectly, but I remember... I just remember that it was during that time where, like, I was like, but I still have a PlayStation 1, and I want a PlayStation 2, you know. But it was a fun game. I played it to death, and that was when I discovered video game walkthroughs. And I discovered that if you go into this place called the Internet, people will tell you exactly what you need to do to beat each level. Go here, jump up on that thing, punch this thing out, and then it walked you through the game.
Walkthroughs, they were so helpful growing at their... helpful now, like,
but that was when I discovered it. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. Someone else has played it already. Well, show me how to play it.
That's cool. I never played the second one. I had the first Toy Story game.
Never played the first one.
I got about two levels in before it became too hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had to drive on... You were Woody, and you had to drive on the car, which was impossible, because you were... timed, and I just couldn't. I just quit it. I never got further than that. I just couldn't do it.
The second one, you were Buzz on the quest to find Woody, right?
Oh, okay.
And there were a lot of those kinds of complete this challenge, like whatever. You're stuck in the backyard. You need to get out of the backyard, but to do that, you need to. They were like bosses, essentially, you know, for each level. And they were, some of the challenges were timed, some of them were just like, you had to do it a very specific way.
Yeah.
And I remember just playing the same levels over and over and over and over. It probably took me months to beat that game.
Yeah.
But I plugged away at it every day.
You could save at this point in during games.
Yeah. PlayStation had the memory card.
Oh, yeah, the memory card.
Eight megabyte memory card.
Yeah, the USBs before there were USBs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's my goodness.
That's right.
Yeah. So, that's Andy. What was your favorite toy growing up?
My favorite toy growing up.
I can help you with this. Okay. I'll make this more specific.
Okay, more specific.
Your favorite toy when Toy Story came out.
Oh, okay. When Toy Story came out, I was 6 years old. I think my favorite was, I had a Spider-Man action figure.
Mm-hmm.
That was came on a battery operated motorcycle.
Because if you can
sling webs and climb on walls, obviously you're going to be riding a motorcycle.
You need a motorcycle.
Clearly, this is New York City we're talking about.
Yeah.
So
your traffic is no problem at all.
As long as you have a motorcycle,
you can make it through.
And like, you know, imagine just seeing Spider-Man and Buzz whiz by you on a motorcycle.
That would be awesome.
It would be really cool.
It would be awesome.
But totally weird. So yeah, no.
Now I'd be like, that man is going to get arrested.
Yeah. So it was Spider-Man on a motorcycle, and you could take him off, and he was just an action figure with, you know, several points of articulation, and then you could crouch him in like a sitting position and put him on the motorcycle. The one thing limitation I remember was his hands were always fists, and they had holes in them so that you could put them onto the handlebars of the motorcycle.
I've played with this action figure.
Yeah,
I know
but
exactly.
But his hands are always fists. So you can take him over for a second and play with him, but his hands are always going to be fists.
He's ready for punching.
And then you crouch him. Right, that's true. That's exactly what I use it for,
obviously.
And then you crouch him back down and put him on the motorcycle. I think it was battery powered. It might have been one of the ones that you like pull it back and let it go. And I can't remember that specifically, but I remember just letting that thing.
I very much remember playing with that. I don't think I had it myself, but I very, very much remember playing with that.
And then I also had, at around the same time, I had Superman, I had Steel.
And
I hadn't read any of the comics of the time yet, so I didn't know who Steel was.
It's just this...
I was like, oh, it's just Superman armor. Who's silver for some reason.
Yeah.
And I made up my own backstory in my mind of how he like became silver somehow. And then I also had a Batman figure, but he was like it was Batman, but like with like a it looked like Azrael.
Oh, it's the Nightfall Batman.
I guess.
Yeah, it is the Azrael figure. I mean, I could run to the bookshelf and pull it off.
You've probably got it, but
he had, like, it was, like, a full mask, couldn't see his mouth, and he had the spikes on the side, and the cape was, like...
Yeah, actually, I have a picture of it I can show you. Sorry, listeners. But it was...
pictures for you.
Yeah.
Google it.
Maybe we can put it in the show notes or something.
Yeah,
I guess, actually, this is not the one I'm thinking of, but this is also looks like almost like Scuba Gear Batman.
I had Scuba Gear Batman. That came from Batman Returns.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, I had Scuba Gear Batman. Scuba Gear Batman. There were a couple different ones, but one Scuba Gear Batman was... I've totally played with that. Yes.
Yeah, the Spider-Man too.
I have totally played with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... No, Scuba Gear Batman, was Batman Returns one was, I remember having a bunch of those back when toys were like $5 an action figure instead of $15 an action figure.
Right.
But, he was gold.
Ah.
And he had like a vest that was like a breather that you would put on him.
Yes.
I had that, and there was zebra striped Batman for some reason.
Okay.
I had a lot of Batman action figures. Yeah, tons. A lot of Bruce Timm Batman action figures.
I didn't have any of those.
Batman Return ones, yeah. I had a Bruce Wayne Becomes Batman one.
Oh, nice.
Which was a Michael Keaton one.
Oh.
And so you'd like strap pieces of the armor on.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And let me see. I had Hang Glider Batman, which was cool. Parachute Batman. My brother and I shared all of them.
Sure.
So it's like, it's hard. I can't remember specifically which ones was each. I was a huge toy kid growing up, and I used them for years and years. Yeah. My grandmother indulged me. She was good. So did my parents. But my grandmother, every time I went to go sleep over, she would always buy me a toy.
That's nice.
She was cute. I had Spider-Man in a plane while you had Spider-Man in a motorcycle. Because, Spider-Man also needs a plane, because the motorcycle is an airborne, and Spider-Man can't get airborne.
Right.
So,
right. Come on. Every mode of transportation, ground and air.
Yep. Oh no. I do remember specifically. I mean, we had a bunch of Ninja Turtle action figures.
I never got into Ninja Turtles myself.
Oh yeah, you think you might have? You know, just that 2-year gap was not.
That wasn't just
was enough.
Yeah.
For you to miss them.
Yep.
Oh man, I still love Ninja Turtles. They're great. But I had the movie one. I had movie ones, and I had cartoon ones. But my brother and I both had these giant. They must have been like 12 inches or something like that.
Oh, wow.
There was these giant plastic turtles, and my brother got his first one. We were at like an outlet of some kind. And it was just sitting there, like it was like an overstock for someone or whatever else. So it was super cheap. And then my parents for Christmas got us the other three. But I still have them in the house. I don't know if they're weapons or anything like that anymore.
Yeah,
God knows where those ended up. But definitely still have the Ninja Turtles. And we were Power Ranger kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Huge Power Ranger kids. My mom was just telling me the story. Okay, this is brand new.
Okay.
And so... I had no idea. I guess the Christmas of Power Ranger Fever, when you go to the mall that my mom went to, they were giving out roller skates for parents to get to the store faster.
You're kidding.
To get I am not even kidding. So my mom had like an hour break from work, or not even like 20 minutes or something like that. Maybe a half an hour break from work. And she was working with a guy, and he's like, I'll go with you. I'm not doing anything right now. And so they went to the store, strapped on roller skates.
You're kidding.
Rollerbladed or whatever, down to the store.
Oh my God.
Was one of the first ones there because they stopped and got roller skates, got the toys, or that, like, she was trying to get, whichever one. She's like, last in the store. Like, I got it. I was that person. And then, yeah, whatever.
Jingle
was,
all
like,
the way.
White Ranger. Yeah, it was like, literally jingle all the way. So, I mean, like, listeners might not know my mother, but you do, and I can't. You just see my mom like elbowing people out of the
like
way,
throwing elbows,
like,
throwing
elbows,
throwing elbows.
I have to get these toys for my children. They're all like us too. Yeah, we had that Power Ranger Christmas was like earth shattering.
Yeah.
Power Ranger Christmas. Yeah, everybody got Power Ranger everything. My mom went all out that year.
I remember that same year, everybody was. Was the red Power Ranger for Halloween.
As was I.
Everybody.
As was I.
I think I was, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I might have been Superman that year. I know I wanted to be, but I don't remember if I actually was.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dad is in, a very crafty man.
Yeah.
And, crafty in the way that he's sly and, you know, crafty.
Oh, good at crafting. Craft. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, double entendre. He put together Power Ranger costumes for my brother.
Oh,
and
wow,
I.
Nice.
And so I was the Red Ranger and my brother was the Green Ranger. Nice. But he even like me made like the shield thing.
Oh wow. And,
like whole nine yards, made it all. It was awesome.
That's so cool.
Awesome. My dad was super cool like that. I remember one time after he did that, it was his own downfall. Because then
kind of top himself over here.
Yeah, right. Because then it was like, well, what else? Obviously, you can make everything now. So
my
brother one year asked him if he could make Spider-Man's web shooters. And he was not just like the thing that straps on your wrist and like whatever else, like actually shoot webs. Like, how hard is it for you to like get the thing and it sticks and you swing? Like, why can't
come
you
on, make Dad? Why can't
go
you
on,
do
Dad?
That?
Why can't you? So,
amazing.
Yeah, we still laugh about that.
That's really funny.
20-ish years later, yeah. If not more. Wow. At this point, yeah.
Do you remember when they started selling? Like, it was silly string. But it was the web shooters.
Yeah, it came with the Spider-Man glove.
Yeah.
The one glove.
Like I never had
Bill Jackson.
It. I never, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I never had it, but I wanted it. I remember seeing commercials for it during like Saturday morning cartoons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just silly string.
It's just silly string.
But Spider-Man branded in with the glove. And yep. So it had the thing that you pressed in your like in your palm.
Mm-hmm.
And it would shoot
the silly string
from your wrist. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. They still sell them. I was just in Target yesterday, and of course I went to the toy aisle because why not?
Because
happens to be near the Bed Bath and Body stuff. Like,
of course, that was the reason.
Obviously, it's the reason.
Yeah.
But getting
some very tasteful decorative pillows or something. And
my pillows are very decorative.
Very decorative and very tasteful.
And very tasteful.
And right, you know, you just, you, someone pushed you into the toy aisle.
How dare they?
Against your will.
I am a good person and didn't want to retaliate.
So you
just, I just stayed in the toy aisle.
You know, what a saint. What a saint.
I am a saint. Mm. And so while there in the toy aisle, yeah. I happened to peruse, while I was pushed there, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they improved silly string.
I'm sure, somewhat, years, but probably not.
They're selling the same thing, and I'm sure people are still buying it, but I mean, you walk up and down the aisles now, and I would have killed for some of the stuff that these, like, it's funny, because I had, like, they have like Ninja Turtle masks, like you'd be the turtles. I'm like, I had that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, I had that. Yeah. So it's funny. And all of that. But they like, you can buy like their weapons now.
Yeah.
Which are like, I mean, I was like, I don't know. You're just gonna give a kid, like, you're gonna give a kid, like, here's these scythe.
Here's, here's a samurai sword.
They're right. And so, but I like, because they look heavy.
Yeah.
And you go and you touch it and it's like, it's nothing.
It's positive. Like anything else.
It's like soft plastic. It's like you could hit somebody as hard as you could whip it as hard as you could. There, it's barely going to sting,
right?
If that,
right?
And I was,
but like, it looks legit.
But it looks legit.
Wow.
Well, I mean, as legit as a children's toy.
Sure,
looks.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I'm not going to be like that. It's obviously very real.
Yeah.
How is Target getting away with this?
Yeah.
They don't even have that lock thing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nothing like that. But yeah, crazy stuff. I remember went back when I was a little veer. Back when I was getting allowance,
yeah,
you know, much like my salary now,
yeah,
a whole $5,
yeah, right.
I remember we went to it was Toy Works,
okay,
which was I guess the competitor for Toys R Us.
Got it.
That's what I grew up with. It is now a liquor store, so it became the kid store. It became the adult store. And so...
So you still go there and make happy memories.
I go make happy memories, yeah. Unless I drink too much, then there are no memories.
There's no memories.
Yeah. And so... Which never happens. I was perusing through the aisles, and there was a Green Goblin action figure.
Oh.
Okay. And now this had years of... getting toys and Spider-Man toys specifically and whatever else, never, ever, ever came across a Green Goblin action figure.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. But
because you remember from episodes ago, I talked about that book I had.
Yes.
Remember the
Spider-Man versus the Green Goblin.
Yeah, the collection. And so to have an action figure of that character blew my mind. But did I have my allowance money? Did I spend it already? Yes,
you
I did.
You had spent it already.
I had spent it already. So we leave the store, and I don't say anything because this is the kind of person that I am. So I don't say anything, and we have to run some other errand. And like halfway through the errand, I just make up my mind and get back in the car. And I said, "Mom, can I have my allowance money early so we can go back and get that toy and then whatever?" And so my mother, so gracious, was like, "Yeah, why didn't you just ask for that when we were in the store?" I was like, I had to build to this. Like, this, a lot of pressure.
This took a lot of personal growth, Mom.
This took a lot of personal growth for me to ask for that allowance money early. So I got that action figure, and it was awesome. Like,
sure
it did anything. It had, like...
It was an action figure, but...
Four points of articulation.
But it made you happy.
But it made me really happy.
Happy.
He bent at the knees at the elbows.
Nice.
And he had a glider, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
That's all I needed.
I have a similar story where... I think every kid has a story where they see that one toy.
Yeah.
And some kids have many stories that are... They're the same story. It was there was that one toy that I needed that would have changed my life.
Yeah.
And then, like, 6 months later, there was that one toy.
Right. Yeah.
So I was, you know... This was one of the... I didn't have a lot of that going on. But this was one of the few toys that I was like, I must have this. It was a Transformer. It was like an off-brand Transformer. It wasn't part of the actual
Transformers. I think I had off-brand Transformers, yeah, too.
This was the only Transformer that I ever had. I never got into Transformers. I was a little too young for, like, the show,
mm-hmm,
for the cartoons. And so, like, I didn't get into it.
No, I was a Beast Wars guy myself.
Okay, there you go.
I grew up with Beast Wars.
But even that wasn't really my thing. I didn't get much exposure to it. But I saw this, for all intents and purposes, a Transformer, that's what I'm going to call it, that it was a robot that folded into the Titanic. Of all things, the Titanic. And when I say the Titanic, I mean this thing, it folded into a replica of the Titanic that you could actually put in, like, your swimming pool.
Lifeboats? Oh, okay.
You could actually put it in your swimming pool, and there was a little propeller that would actually turn. You wind it up, and it would actually go forward in the water. Floated, and it was seaworthy, and it would actually propel itself forward.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
So you understand
why
I needed this.
Yes.
Not just wanted, needed this thing.
Yeah.
It's a robot and a boat that works.
Of the Titanic.
Of the Titanic. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Get that in my toy chest. So,
yeah.
So it was like, and it wasn't LA Toys R Us or any big chain store. It was like a local store in my neighborhood, just like mom and pop, total mom and pop shop, where the guy just was always getting, like, whatever the new hot, like, trendy toy was,
mm-hmm,
he always had it. When like gel pens became the thing that all,
yeah,
like, the 10-year-old girls
pens,
wanted,
yes,
he had every gel pen you could imagine. When koosh balls were a big deal, he had koosh balls. When, you know, just on and on and on. So but among all these trendy toys was this, like, lone Titanic Transformer. And so and we would go to that store kind of a lot because they also sold, like, school supplies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So my mom would go there, buy, like, you need new pencils or notebooks, but, whatever.
Yeah, right.
So we would go there fairly often, and every time I would stare at this thing and leer at this thing. And I don't know why, but similar to you, I just didn't want to ask for it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask for it. I felt bad asking for it.
Just
because in my mind, yeah, it was so cool that it must have been ridiculously expensive
to be that cool.
Like, come on.
A transforming Titanic.
How could we afford
Jack and Rose would still be alive if it wasn't for this thing.
This might have been before the movie. I'm not sure. It might have been before the movie. Okay. But yeah, like, in my mind, for it to be that cool, it must have been just more than we could possibly, we wouldn't eat for months, right, you know, like, so
not the mind of a child,
right. But my mom totally picked up on it because I was not subtle, and after a few visits of looking at this thing and adoring this thing and like, you're ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's go, I'm fine. One day I came home from school and there it was at home waiting for me.
Awesome.
And I was just like, I'm going to turn you into a robot!
Was it really seaworthy? Did it, like, actually work?
I still have it in my parents' house. I used to take it in the pool and play with it. And it would float and it would scoot along.
Next time you go visit your parents, you need to bring that back. I just need to see it. Yeah.
I'll bring it.
My God. That's nuts.
That's a cool one. That was a cool toy.
That's cool.
That's the story my mom usually tells about how, like when she thinks of like me as a kid and like toys and stuff. That's the one she usually tells. It wasn't necessarily my favorite toy of all time, but it's like the one that like I was pining after.
Yeah, and right.
Finally, she was like, "Here you go, enjoy." I don't think it was even a birthday or anything. It was just like it was probably a $5 toy. You know, it's me. Right, it was probably $5, and she was just like okay, let's get, you know, here you go. It's been like a month, and you've been staring at this thing.
Yep,
enjoy. And
you really wanted
it. And I really got a lot of enjoyment out of it. And it still works.
That's awesome.
Still works. Took care of it and still works.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't top that story, so I say we can wrap it there.
All right.
All right. And everybody, thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.